Well, it's been a historic day on Woo today. Four riders over the world record mark, all riding in Denmark, all on 7 meter kites. And we're going to catch up with them now. The riders are Joshua Manuel, Martin Hager, Stein Koster, Jamie Overbeek, all four breaking Jamie Overbeek's previous record on Woo for the highest kiteboarding jump of all time. Let's see how it all went down. I'm going to start with Josh. Somehow the core team planned a kite launch and a photo shoot on the windiest day of the year. How did you guys pull that off?
Planned is definitely not one that fits that. It was more coincidence. Yeah, Martin contacted Moritz and I heard about it. And yeah, it was just literally a coincidence that the launch of the kite was today. So yeah, we literally planned this all very last minute as we obviously saw the storm.
Were you up in Germany for the Kite Masters?
Yeah, so there was a wing event that I helped out at as well on FEMA, and then most of our team is actually already at St. Peter. Our plan was to actually leave today for St. Peter from Germany, and then yeah, obviously this changed the plan, and we managed to get a few, or well, we rounded up a crew to come here and yeah, sort of run a live launch for the kite and attempt to come and try break the record and yeah, everything I think we needed to try achieve. And I think it was, yeah, for me one of the craziest days I've had on the water in probably a good few years.
I noticed that Jamie and Stein, you guys got sessions yesterday. Did you guys all ride yesterday or just you two?
We all did.
It was a pretty powered session, not as strong as today, but more like obviously we were on 8 meter kites yesterday versus sevens today. And I mean, yesterday I was pretty stacked on the eight, but yeah, today was yeah, a whole nother level of strong, I would say.
Jamie, going into today, I noticed that you did a few triple loops. What was your plan for today?
At first, my plan for today was just to go huge on the tricks and have a really big training session, some big doubles, and yeah, some really big single tricks. But then the wind got even stronger than I expected and way too gusty. So I did some loops, but it was fucking scary. So then I switched my game plan just to try to break the record. Because when I checked my Woo score from the first session, I checked the leaderboard and saw Martin's score, 35.7, and I thought, fuck, I have to go over this. So in the second session, I didn't manage to do it. I jumped 35.5. And then we went back to the house, took a little break, and I also saw Joshua's score and Stein's score, and I was fourth on the leaderboard, and I couldn't handle it. So I went for another session in some strong rain with super gusty wind. The wind turned a bit more offshore, but I managed to do it on my first jump. So it was worth it to go for, another session.
Yeah, Martin, were you on the water with Josh at the same time for that first record?
So we did three sessions today. And then the first session, I took the record. And then in the second session, just took the record. But we were both on the water at the same time because honestly, we were also just for safety reasons, like being a buddy there for each other, you know?
And Jamie, did you do the your 36.1 on the same spot, flat water?
Yeah, flat water.
How?
Yeah.
How?
How?
Just holding your edge as long as possible and making as much speed as possible. It's possible, but yeah, it's pretty hard.
That's mad.
I think growing up in Workum also helps a bit, you
Yeah.
know, like just isomer sessions every
Choppy
single day
waters.
definitely helps as well. Yeah.
Choppy
And
waters.
foil
Yeah,
guides.
exactly. Yeah.
Stein, I saw you were giving Martin a launch. When did you get on the water today?
Martin and Josh did three sessions today. I only did one. My smallest kite is a seven, and yeah, I'm just a bit lighter than these two guys. So I was like, in the first session, I will see if these guys will survive it. After 5 minutes, I saw Josh skimming over the water with his seven full open, and I was like, okay, it's a good choice to stay on the beach for now. And when I was doubting about that second session, yeah, and then I saw that big score of Josh, I was like, okay, that third session, no matter what, we need to go out and
Yeah.
going full send. Yeah, and that was, yeah, all worth it.
Did the guys from Core give you a launch?
Yeah, the launch is probably one of the
hardest things.
On your average day, I would say it's a pretty chilled launch spot, but you know, it's all pebbles. There's not much sand, so your level of grip was pretty minimal, and it was on a corner, so the gusts that were coming, you know, it would be blowing 40 knots, 45, and the next thing, a squall that would hold for quite a bit, you know, and it would be 50, 55, 60, and yeah, the last thing you need is to get a gust to pull you and slide, and the next thing you go just off the edge, which, yeah, there's a little bit of rocks on the side, but yeah, so the assist is just purely safety. Once you're on your board, it was easy to the water.
Were there other kiteboarders out today?
No.
I think one of you guys saw one guy trying, right? And he got just blown off the water, no?
There was a guy that was there the previous day riding, and two of them came down with sevens. I think the same thing, had someone holding on the back. The guy put his kite up and literally just put it straight back down. And they're like, no, it's not a good idea.
No, but Joshua, I mean, we were both out on sevens, right, in the morning. I think it was gusting like 63 or something. Like, can you even remember the last time, well, first of all, that you rode a seven? And a second of all, get skimmed over the water, not being able to break on a seven? Like, I cannot even remember the last time it was this hectic on a seven.
The last time I rode a storm or a wind like this, for me personally, would be the storm myself and Ross Dillon chased, I don't know, 6, maybe 7 years ago. And that, I was out on a 6 and that was gusting up to 70. So, no, this was honestly like some of the most powered riding I've done and felt in a kite before on a 7.
Martin, what was your experience with the new kite? You guys had an Alula XR. How did it ride?
So yesterday we went for, well, a warm-up session in like 50, 55 knots to get used to the kite. I've never ridden the XR Pro before. It was not even testing it. This was the first time I took it out. So yesterday it was gusting 50, 55. I took out the 8 meter and honestly, I was amazed by it. Like, it is so stiff. It holds its shape perfectly. And what I also noticed is that when I'm jumping, it goes, sometimes the kite would, like, it would drag you more horizontally than straight up vertically. And this XR Pro, it just has so much vertical lift. You just go up like a rocket. And honestly, because it's already above you, you can start down looping at like 25 meters easily. You can already start down looping if you want to. And it's really, really, really rapid. It's like, it's a great kite, to be honest. I really love it.
Good timing on that.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that looks like it's been staged, that we planned to have the release date today, but it's literally like perfect coincidence. And I got to ride obviously the XR Pro with testing and doing a bit of the pre-shooting, but never got to really ride the kite in more than 40 knots. Maybe, you know, the 35 to 40 was only really ever on the 9. I never really rode the 8. And then getting to actually test it, probably the harshest conditions one could test a kite in. Yeah, I was also, exactly as Martin said, just mind-blowing as well as it handled the stiffness and the lift, where when, as you said, your takeoff, it's literally, instead of a kite being sometimes slightly more in front of you, it's more above you, and you get such high jumps, but you're not getting as far in distance that sometimes you generally experience.
So Jamie, after this session in Denmark, do you think Denmark is the spot for Woo World Records?
Yeah, I think it is. Together with Lecat, I think. Mm. Lecat also jumps really, really high on a good day.
That's true.
Yeah. Agree. Yeah.
I agree.
And Josh, is it going to be another 3 years before you post on Woo? World records only.
Don't call him out like that.
I think it'll be until at least we see another. Well, at least I get to another storm like this. You know.
Yeah.
It's obviously proven to get to these heights. Now you need proper wind, and also probably being one of, well, the heavier out of the three of the other guys on the screen. I do also need a good amount of wind to get to those heights for sure.
You South African buffle.
I'll probably be having that Woo on the board for sure.
Martin, did you guys talk Woo Worlds teams at all today? What's your strategy?
Honestly, no, we didn't really talk Worlds at all today. No, so sorry, Arne. No, I can't give you much there, I guess.
You guys got to take down the Italian team.
I mean, we're going to try. I mean, every single year we've been trying to take down everyone we can. I think we succeeded at it once, right? I think one time we got the first place for Max Hyde with Team Goats.
Yeah, last year. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but I mean, we're going to go for it every single year. You know, this year we're frothing for it. And if there's a big storm coming up, we're more than happy to travel, you know, back to Denmark again, doing the Bull Worlds. We don't mind.
Right.
But yeah, I think we're very eager to get back on the top of the Bull Worlds again. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, boys. Well, thank you for jumping on. We'll be keeping an eye out for more sessions and hopefully getting you guys all a 4.0 in the next couple of weeks.
Perfect. Looking forward to it. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
Epic.